Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. As you can see, we have Kimberly Palm here. She's going to be enlightening us about what her vibe is going on with today's time. Kimberly, for those of you meeting her for the first time, is the author of the best-selling book, Ascension 101, A Roadmap for Your Soul. She's a spiritual teacher and advisor for seekers of the truth on their journey. Kimberly offers private sessions, and you can contact her through her website, which we're going to have a link there for you right on her picture, spiritualgrowthjourneys.com. But before we get to Kimberly,
I just want to take a quick little second and thank everybody. You know, these are like absolutely crazy times, and you never know what's going to go on from day to day. We're all in this together, and we're all just trying to get through it together and make some sense of it and some peace and sanity. And we're so grateful for all of your love and all of your support. And we're so grateful for you for all of everyone following us on Twitter, and everyone on YouTube and BitChute, and most certainly our subscribers on Spiritually Raw Live. And we just want to, if this is your first time tuning in, and you may see the video today and then you're like, well, what happened to the video? Where is it tomorrow? It's because a lot of times the videos, depending on the content, we can only put them up for a few hours, sometimes at the very, very most 24 hours, and then we have to take them down because we're being heavily censored. So it's super duper important, especially if you're on YouTube, if you just take a quick second, like the video, because that helps it get out, but also make sure to hit the notification bell, because you'll get a notification every time we put out a new video. And if you love the video, make sure you grab and copy the link and save the link, because even if the video goes down, we have it as unlisted. As long as you have the video, you can share it and go back and watch it. And Kimberly, if you don't mind, can we just take a second? Because we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff today, and there's so much stuff, funky energy. Would you enlighten us and give us a beautiful prayer? Blessing, a blessing of some sort today.
I would love to do that. So Mother, Father, God, I just want to lift up the entire audience to you, everybody who's listening, April and Jay, and our planet Earth to you, and also our wonderful, fearless leader and his family, our president. I want to lift him up to you as well. I ask you to enfold, encase, and surround every one of us with an armor of God's protection from what I call the enemy, or Satan. I ask for every human on this planet to be uplifted and given peace of Christ consciousness into their hearts and their minds and their souls. I ask them for their lives to be filled with prosperity and health and happiness and goodness, and for every human on this planet to be able to sink into their heart space and see, understand, and feel the unconditional love that their creator has for them, and see their unity and connection to every other human being on this planet. I ask that every person goes forth from this day forward with just complete love and peace and consciousness and the ability to be kind and loving and compassionate to themselves and to each other. Thank you. In the name of Yeshua, amen.
Amen and a woman. Thank you, Kimberly. Beautiful. That was very sweet of you. Thank you very much.
Very unscripted. I didn't mean to catch you off guard, and you nailed it.
Yeah. You put her on the spot. You put her on the spot, but that's good. She's been on there enough times. She knows how it goes.
And I pray every day, all day long. So
that was really nice. Thank you.
Kimberly, let's dive right into, you know, how we can really just, you know, how you can help people really get through these times, right? Help get to the other side of this. I know you wanted to talk about that. So let's talk, sounds, you know, a very general statement, if you would, right now. But why do you think right now people are getting sicker, and the health problem specifically, how you're seeing it?
So there's two things happening right now. So we have what we call the Great Awakening, and then we have the Ascension. And the Ascension is a planetary thing that the planet's going through from a third density consciousness to fifth density. We also have these energies on the Earth called the Schumann Resonance, which is the heartbeat of the planet. And that thing is fluctuating like crazy. It's going up and it's going down. It's causing mental, physical, emotional health issues. The Great Awakening has a lot of side effects. And so let me talk about the Great Awakening first. So first of all, as people are waking up, there's three stages of this Great Awakening. The stage one was when the crazy virus happened and a whole bunch of people woke up. Phase two is going to be the truth that's about to come out. I got a word from God a few weeks back saying that in 3 weeks, all the truth will be revealed. And a mass amount of people are going to wake up again. And then the third one will be when the big solar flash hits on the 21st. And so what's happening is as people are waking up, you've got a lot of confusion. You've got people sad, depressed, angry, upset. And then that's causing health problems because emotional stress causes 98% of illness. And so when you have people waking up to the fact that everything they've been living in has been a total lie since they were born, you know, everything, our history, our politics, our governments worldwide, the economies worldwide, religion, it's all lies, 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 lies. You know, even the Bible has been totally altered. Mm-hmm. And so when people wake up and they see that truth of what they've been living in, you have a whole bunch of stuff, fear, you have sorrow, you have grief. Lots of people grieving, they go through the grief process. You know, it's like they lost something, mm-hmm. right?
That's true.
So they're going through the grieving process. And then you have the people who are waking up who are having positive symptoms, like they're really seeing how they're connected to everyone on earth. And they're seeing their connection to God, and they're getting more of that mind, body, spirit connection that's happening for them on like, you know, multiple levels. So that's a Great Awakening. You've got the people who are asleep who are also having issues with the Great Awakening. And I call that cognitive dissonance, which is really big. Stockholm syndrome. So many people have been enslaved for so long and they're so
mind-controlled. What is the stock? Oh, that's where you...
You get dependent on your captor, right?
Your captor,
the person that's locking you down in some way.
Yeah. So basically you fall in love with your captor. So your captor in this case, maybe the cabal or the government, which means govern your mind, has been controlling your life and telling you what to do every day of your life. And you're just madly in love with this person who's been, or a group of individuals that have been telling you how to live your life every day. And so when people show you that these beings are corrupt and evil and horrible, you sit there and go, no, they're not. They're wonderful. You know, because
you know what?
You don't know any better.
I think you just absolutely nailed something, and no one has put that connection together. And I certainly never thought about it, but it is truly Stockholm syndrome. Stockholm syndrome.
Truly, what?
No, I couldn't get the word out. Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, Google it. It's a big deal.
I know exactly what it is, and it makes perfect sense, especially when you think about how people truly are, and not even admire, they really worship Hillary Clinton and Obama. No matter what they said, no matter what they done, Maybe what's going to come out in the future, even if they see it, there's no guarantee that they're even going to believe it because they're under such of the Stockholm spell.
Kimberly, I want to get to some of the science behind what we just talked about here. So first of all, you mentioned the Schumann Resonance. Now, is that something scientifically that could be modeled?
Yes. People can actually go to the national, I think it's like the geo weather website or whatever, but it's actually the pulse of the planet and it's monitored by these geological engineers and the people who are like the weather, you know, guys. They monitor this. This is a real scientific thing. It's not some woo-woo made up thing, but the earth has a resonance, a frequency that it vibrates at. And lately, since the earth started going through the ascension, this thing's just going crazy. Okay. So you have days where it's flatlining and then you have days where it goes nuts. When this happens, people are having dizziness, headaches, body aches and pains, inability to sleep, all sorts of crazy physical symptoms are going on. I wrote two chapters in my book about ascension symptoms. And the symptoms come from this human resonance, because think about it, we are all connected to, very much to this planet. Our bodies are made up of mostly water. We're connected to the moon. The moon has an impact on us. When women are pregnant, they all go into labor when there's a full moon. My mother was a baby delivery nurse, and she said the hospital would fill up full of pregnant women when there was a full moon, all delivering at the same time. So our bodies are impacted by the planets. That's the reason you have astrology and why astrology is so powerful, because our minds, our emotions are impacted by astrology, by planets, by the stars. When God created all this beautiful stuff that is our life, and that's all space and time, he made it all interconnected. God, he, she made it all interconnected to each other. So it all impacts us. It impacts us physically and it impacts us emotionally. And as the planet is shifting with the ascension too, we're having these dizziness, and some people can't eat. They don't want to eat. You know, there's all of these symptoms they're having, and they're going to doctors, and the doctors are shaking their head and going, I don't know what's wrong with you. I can't find anything wrong with you.
And these are the ascension symptoms you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And also from the Schumann resonance too, the Schumann resonance is causing a lot of havoc for people on a emotional level. People are getting like angry for no reason. They're having anxiety attacks or panic attacks for no reason at all. I mean, I'm one of them. I had one day where I'm sitting there, I'm just enjoying myself, and all of a sudden I feel really anxious for no reason. It's that energy. It's just like hitting people. It's like pulsating into our bodies, and it's really having a whomping effect on everybody. So,
well, what did you do to make yourself feel better when you had that wave of anxiety?
So what I do is meditating. So I always advise people. In fact, I have a whole bunch of tools in my book for how to mitigate all these symptoms. But my favorite thing is, number one, staying in the present moment, just really focusing on what am I doing now? What am I doing now? Like, I'm watching TV, I'm eating food, you know, really being in the present and being physically present. Meditation, listening to what we call 528 hertz frequency music, which is very healing. I turn that on and that just calms me. I have musical instruments that I play, like a little steel drum and stuff, that just kind of calms me down, or a tuning fork. I have 528 hertz. In fact, I have it.
Oh, cool.
I have it right here. In fact, if I want to, I'm going to give your audience some healing right now. But
okay.
Take it in, everybody. Take it in.
That's really 528 nice.
Hertz. It's the healing frequency of planet Earth, and it's the love frequency. It's the unconditional love frequency. So, but I do that kind of stuff. You know, I'll have a cup of chamomile tea. I'll watch some comedy to get me laughing, because when laughter is very healing. So I'll watch something funny, or all I have to do is call my son, because he always makes me laugh. So, But, you know, pretty much self-care, a lot of self-care is what we have to do as our bodies are going through this.
And so the first part is going to be being aware of, you know, the possibility of that. So the first part, just so I'm going to make sure I'm understanding you right, is the first part is to be aware of the possibility what you may be feeling is related to a great awakening shift, and
yes,
the actual science of the heartbeat of our planet happening right now, which is sending some sort of waves or something through your body.
Right.
Which is, throwing you
right,
off, right?
The sun, I forgot to mention that the sun is sending, we're getting what they call scalar photon energy. I don't know if I'm saying it properly, because it's a lot of names, but that's hitting the planet too from the sun. Mm-hmm. And when they have the solar flare, like the solar flares that come off of the sun that's hitting the planet, that also is causing physiological issues with people. It also messes up the electronics. People have electronic issues with a lot of this stuff as well.
Yeah.
So that's all part of what's happening. It's almost like a conglomerate of all these things that are hitting, bombarding the planet, bombarding all the animals, bombarding all the people. You know, we're just getting hit with this daily right now.
So are the animals also affected from this as well?
Oh yeah. Everything on this planet, that you're not going to see it or know about it, because they can't talk to us. They can't say, I feel a little dizzy today, or I feel a little sleepy today, or, you know, I didn't sleep last night. They're not going to tell you that, because they can't speak to us. But yeah, everything that is alive on planet Earth is being impacted by all of these things that are happening.
So what do we do?
So for mitigating, my three things are self-care. Drinking a lot of water is really helpful. A lot of people are dehydrated and they're not drinking enough water.
Definitely.
Making sure you're taking good vitamins and supplements, going to the doctor, getting yourself checked, you know, regularly, getting checked for vitamin deficiencies and mineral deficiencies, because that will have a huge impact on how your body is able to go through this period of time right now. You want to tune yourself up like a fine-tuned instrument, because the more healthier your body is. So your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Okay. God gave us this gift and we need to take care of it. And a lot of people are not taking care of their body or temple of the Holy Spirit. Those people are actually having the worst symptoms of all. The people who are having some of the worst symptoms are the people who are smoking and drugging and drinking and eating McDonald's every day and eating a crap diet and not taking care of their bodies. They are actually having the worst of the worst symptoms. People like myself and like you guys who eat really healthy and take care of ourselves, we are not feeling as much. You know, I'll have a day where I feel off or I'll have a little dizziness, but it's not as extreme as the people who abuse their bodies. So self-care, meditating daily, which just means quieting your mind and focusing on something. It could be music. It could be the Bible, reading the Bible, praying. That's meditation. It could be, you know, listening to music. It could be doing a guided relaxation meditation and staying in the present moment. Those are the three things.
So basically, there's multiple symptoms. So we have the ascension symptoms, and then we also have the Great Awakening symptoms.
Right.
When is this going to go away?
Where's it going to? I think the end of this year. I think the end of this year, because they're saying the big event. I mean, this is what I'm getting all my intel, you know, from my community and from all of the psychic, all the psychic people on this planet. We all know that December 21st. We're all having the same visions. I have future visions all the time. And so do all my friends who have these gifts that we have. And we're seeing this alignment of the planets happening on the 21st. And it's going to open up almost like a portal that's going to allow in what they call the great solar flash. It's going to purify everything in the universe. And I think after that point, then we're going to be creating what's called the new earth and the new age of Aquarius, because that kicks off the age of Aquarius, which is 2000 years of peace, which is awesome. And instead of war is going to go away. Evil's going to go off the planet. You know, one of the times Yeshua spoke to me, he told me the meek will inherit the earth and all the evil ones are leaving. So they're going to be booted off of our planet. So, I mean, all of these things are going to be shifting, you know, as the 21st culminates the end of the year. But you have to understand that when everything shifts, then it's going to be, how do I want to say, a period of time where we have to get used to it. Like we have to go through steps to like change, because all of the governments are going to be changing pretty soon. The economy of the world is going to be changing really soon. And people are going to go through
let's go ahead and start picking that apart if we can. All right. If that's okay with you. So first of all, getting to the December 21st that everybody's talking about or somewhere in that range. So there is a theory out there, and I want to get your opinion on that, is like, wherever you're at energetically on the 21st is you want to really be aware of that, because wherever you're at energetically is where you're going to be for quite some time. Right. So that it's almost does that lock in your energy of sorts? Is that what's happening? So if you're like,
you're asking it more as a question, right?
Right.
Is there validity to that theory?
Yeah. So like, if you're just like really normally just an amazing person and you always are really doing, but on the 21st, you just had a just awful day, and energetically on that day, is that going to affect you for some time on that day? So how does that play out? Okay.
No. So what people need to know is they need to start being loving, kind, compassionate, and forgiving to themselves and each other, because not only myself has been given this message over and over by, from God, but everybody I know, like everyone, all of my friends who are all psychic or intuitive or whatever, we all are getting the same messages, all of us, which is that you need to stay in a frequency of just love and compassion and kindness. Because if you are in hate, if you are in fear, if you are a fear-based person, a hater, if you're attacking people on social media, people who like attack me, the people who come against me, the people who come against all the other guests on your show, those people are in what we call a fear consciousness. From the 21st on, they may not be on our planet anymore. Because they're not going to be able to hold what we call the high vibrational love frequency. In order to be able to hold the high vibrational love frequency, you have to be a loving, decent person. If you're not a nice person, like I said, the meek shall inherit the earth. Everybody else, bye-bye. I mean, you know, they may not exist anymore.
That could be a lot of people now, you're saying,
yeah,
right?
That's like a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'm not saying that that's definite. I can't guarantee because I'm not God. I'm just Kimberly. I can't guarantee. I'm just telling you what I am hearing and what everybody else I compare notes with is hearing. I'm talking thousands of people. I'm in all kinds of groups of people who know this information, thousands of us, okay? So we're not crazy. We're not stupid. We all know we all have these this ability to feel and to hear, and we all know the same thing. We all know this. So
I have a question. It just made me think of something. The Georgia Guidestones, right? The Georgia Guidestones claim that there should only be a certain amount of left in the population. It's a very small amount. It's like, I don't know, 700, it's a small amount.
Yeah, I know. It's all a bunch of crap.
Well, yeah, no, totally. But here's what I'm thinking, though. In a strange way, the Great Awakening, as you're mentioning, and I've heard many people mention also that if you're not vibrationally a match, you're going to go somewhere, whether you're going to pass, you might get illness, whatever.
Yes.
Do you think in some way, though, because the whole MO, I'm just thinking this now, I'm thinking it out loud. The whole MO behind that is depopulation.
Yeah.
But yet this Great Awakening is claiming to also create a great depopulation.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up? Like, where is that?
So are you saying, I want to make sure I understand how you're trying to say this. So, well, okay, well, let's go with this. And then we got someone great to interpret it for us.
We can explore it. We can explore that. That's a great idea to explore. So,
yep. So we got,
do you want me to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and see how you interpreted what she says, because I'm curious on that too.
So, okay. So there's a difference. There's a huge difference between the Georgia Guidestone thing and the depopulation that's going to happen with this change. Okay. The depopulation with the change is just going to be the people who are not ready to ascend yet. And the people who are evil, who aren't really nice, who can't hold the vibration, will be leaving. It's a tiny percent. It's not 95%. The people, the cabal, the eugenics people who want to depopulate the planet, they actually want to kill off 95% of the world population.
True.
Okay, that is their goal. Their goal is to decrease it. 95% of the world population will not be leaving here on December 21st. It'll be more like 5%. It's the opposite. It's reverse. Okay. So the people who want to give mandatory V word, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to get you booted off of YouTube. They'll shut you down if I say that, but the mandatory shots that they want to give to everybody, that will depopulate the entire planet because of what they want to put in there. So that kind of thing, that's mass depopulation. But the Georgia Guidestone thing was created by people who are the people who are the eugenics people. Those are the people. It was written by the people who are the bad guys. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whereas the ascension and all that, the only people leaving here are going to be people who deserve to leave here, or people who have chosen to leave here on their own because they're just not ready to stay in this new earth we're creating, and they'll just go up to heaven, or they'll go to another planet that's what we call third density planet, just like this, which is, and you have to understand that third density planets are for the creation of education, okay? Because our home is heaven. We come from heaven. Any planet that you live on in space, whether it's Mars, Jupiter, some other Pleiades, Sirius, wherever out in space, those are classrooms. All of the planets that you see floating in space, they're just all classrooms. You know, our home is heaven. That's where we come from. And so the people, this Earth was created as a third density planet initially to be a big classroom. We're raising to fifth density, which we were supposed to do a long time ago until the cabal took over the planet and the reptilians and the what they call the Draco. But now we have our wonderful fearless leader who is so amazing that this man is just going up against all of these villains, you know, to take them down. You know, we are going to have this new earth. We're going to have peace on earth for 2000 years. It's going to be amazing. And there's going to be an adjustment period. People are going to have to adjust to it. Who are left?
What about for the older population, our parents, our grandparents, who may not, probably for the most part, understanding what on earth is really going on? What's going to happen with them?
they need to be aware of the, they need to be aware of the alignment, I would imagine, right?
They do.
Yeah. So I was worried about them because I have a whole family of these people and I was terrified I'm going to lose my whole family. And what I was told is as long as they are loving, good people, they are safe and protected. We have all these angels that are here. We have armies and legions of angels here right now that are protecting everyone. We are so loved and we are, God loves us so much. We are so protected. And so my, like, if my mom was still alive today, she'd be protected. You know, she was a nurse and she spent her whole life serving and helping people. So people who are what we call mostly of service to others, you know, people who are kind, loving people, even if they're totally asleep and they have no idea what the ascension is or what the awakening is or great awakening or any of this, they're still going to be with us because that's how God operates. You know, God is unconditional love. So
real quick with that, because
it's going to be fine.
Okay. That sounds good. There are a lot of older parents that they're nice. They're really good hearted people, but they also at the same time feel like, you know what? I'm over this. I'm ready to go. Is this going to be an easier exit for them?
Yes.
This will be their easy exit.
Yeah. And they're already going. They're already going. If you look at all the people who have died this last like couple of years, and even if you look at the celebrities over the last 10 years that have been exiting in mass quantities, you know, and stuff. I mean, a lot of people in my family, my whole family is gone now. I don't have anyone left anymore. They've all, you know,
same with me.
A couple people. So, so, you know, I've got my husband and my kids. That's about it. You know, it. And so the, there's like a lot of, people who are elderly, who are leaving, but it's going to be an easy transition. Like I noticed a lot of them leaving in their sleep, honestly, so many of them, like my mother-in-law had COVID and she passed the day after Christmas last year. She passed the day after Christmas and she was sleeping when she went. And a lot of people I noticed who are what I call really good people who have health issues and they don't want to be here anymore. They just decided they want to leave. They're not suffering. Their transitions are very,
they're ready to roll. Kimberly,
well, that's good actually.
Kimberly. So let's move up to the December 21st. So right now what we're going through is this, what we're going through is December 21st is when we hit that plateau of it. And then from there it settles down. You know,
so December 21st is like the final stage of what we call the ascent. It's the final stage of this ascension process. It started in 2012. That was like the turnkey point where it just started kicking into high gear. And this is like the end of it basically. And I think it's supposedly, it doesn't happen in one day. It's going to be like a 10-day event. I don't know if you've heard of the 10 days of darkness and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Is that what they're referring to?
Yeah. And I don't think that darkness means that it's going to be dark. I think that means that the internet's going to be affected and turned off. You won't be able to watch TV shows, probably that type. It's going to be more like electric.
Makes a lot of sense.
So you do see that actual 10 days of darkness where everything.
I've been seeing visions of it. I've been seeing visions of this for a while. I've been seeing visions of ships, like people being able to see ET ships, like thousands of them in the sky, you know, just all kinds of things. And when I compare notes with all of my friends, they're all getting the same exact kind of visions. Like,
so let me just kind of digress for a second. Okay. So, because what you're saying does have a lot of validity. Okay. So in the, you know, that letter of the alphabet that no one can really talk about. In that movement, the 10 days of darkness comes up frequently. But it's also been interpreted that it has a lot to do with the mass arrests that are happening. But
I think that, yeah.
You think
that's
okay,
part
so
of it. I think that's part of it too.
Okay. So, but what you're also saying though, it's also aligning with what's ever happening towards the midterm to the end of December. So could it be possible that all of that is happening at the same time frame?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that we are being almost like bombarded. If you think about it, it's almost like there's missiles coming at us from every direction and we're being bombarded because we've got the energies, we've got the waking up, we've got the threat of this scamdemic going all over the world. We've got, you know, and it's not as obviously people are getting sick and dying. So it's not that. I just mean it was created, you know, it was created to cause trouble. But I mean, it's very real, obviously. But I mean, we've got the threat of that. We've got the threat of financial collapse, like 50% last time they did all of the lockdowns. I would say 50% to 75% of the restaurants in my area all went bankrupt.
Let's talk about now that we kind of are moving through and we kind of get an indicator of like, okay, brace yourself for this period of time coming up. Now, once we get over that hump, if you would, what is Yeshua, Mary Magdalene showing you, your team, you know, your group, if you would, what are they showing you that life is going to look like for us in, let's say, the first January? You know what I mean?
The first quarter,
like really coming up. I mean, so some specific questions for you are going to be like, do you feel like our great leader, if you would, do you feel like he's going to maintain as our great leader? Are you being shown that in any way?
I don't really get anything because I'm kind of getting like more like world event, like the world, like what the world is as a whole is going to be. I don't get a lot of political information because my guides, who are mainly Yeshua, tell me that I need to focus on helping people with their getting their spirit in order, getting their spiritual life in order. So I'm focused more on the spiritual realm, which is getting people connected directly to God, because I was told that I need to teach Christ's teachings. I need to continue his teachings, which is teaching people how to connect directly, you know, to source and getting their soul right with God. That is really my focus. So a lot of what I'm seeing is more on a worldwide letter. Okay. I saw, and this makes me so happy because I talked to so many people who have the same vision, but we're seeing parties breaking out all over the world where people are celebrating in the streets. Like the whole world is like literally celebrating. And that song was going through my head by ELO. And I saw this vision like a bunch. And I talked to probably 20, 30 different people who all have the same exact vision of like this party breaking out all over the world. Like people literally celebrating and happy with joy because peace is going to be restored to this planet. There will be no more wars. There will be no more terrorism. There will be no more disease because the quantum medical system is going to unroll. And the quantum medical system, we're going to get all these suppressed technologies that Big Pharma has been hiding from us, like med beds. And we're going to be using a lot more energy medicine and plant medicines and food medicines. And
what about free energy? Do you think we'll see free energy?
Oh, yeah. The Tesla stuff, that's going to be launched.
This is all coming in 2021.
It's going to start slowly. And I was told, my guidance told me, 3-year period for this to roll out. So it's not going to like immediately all bombard us at once because people would be overwhelmed.
This will
be dripped out little by little over the course of, I was given the number 3, which is also the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I was given that as kind of a reference of how long it's going to take everybody to get used to the new systems and like the quantum money, the quantum financial system. All of that is going to be unrolling.
Kimberly, let me ask you this. So regardless of who our leader of the free world is, right? Regardless of that leader of the free world, is that going to be indicative of how our lives are going to be set of who that person is? Or doesn't matter to us really who the free world leader is?
It doesn't matter who the world leader is because I honestly feel it could be our president and, you know, it could be him. But he may step aside. I'm also getting possibilities that he steps aside and he brings somebody else in his place. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a possibility. So it's either going to be him or it's going to be somebody that his group has chosen. Okay, so you don't have to worry about the other side, meaning, you know, the guys we don't want coming in. It's going to be somebody who is.
Do you have any idea? I mean, just in your own thoughts of who or who would fit those shoes?
Who she is?
I don't know if it's going to be a she or a he, and I have some kind of suspected feelings, but I don't really know. You know, like I'm thinking it's a possibility. It's JFK Jr. I'm feeling there's a possibility. It's one of his family. I'm feeling it's a possibility that it's some other like Republican, you know.
Do you think Kaylee McEnery is his daughter?
I don't really know.
She does look like Caroline. I mean, when you put those two pictures side by side, it's uncanny.
So I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's a guy who's come out with videos that saying he's his son. He's the son of JFK Jr.
Somebody sent me that. I didn't get a chance to look
at it. Yeah, and he claims that Caroline and JFK Jr. are not even together, that they split up a long time ago, and that his mother is the one who is with JFK Jr. now, and that they married, and that that he's the child of JFK Jr. and this other woman, and he won't say who she is because they're all in hiding. But I saw this video. I watched this video and I was like, you know, that could be true. That
you
could
saw
be
this very video
true.
Too?
Someone sent it to me and it got lost in my trail. And I didn't
How'd you
get,
lose something like that?
Well, I was in the middle, you know, I was like doing something. And then I was like, well, I'll watch it later. And next thing you know, it was like,
all right,
you know,
so let's take a look
later.
At this very, very boom, right down the middle here. So let's say, for example, the person we do not want ends up taking the leadership role on there. Does that Will that affect our lives or can we still run our lives either?
No, because you have to understand that there's this ET group called, they call themselves the Galactic Federation of Light. You know, they're the good ETs who have come to the rescue of this planet. Mm-hmm. They're working with what we call the good side of the military, because you have the bad military and the good military. They're working with the good military to take back the planet. They will make sure that whatever leader gets in there, that they do what they're supposed to do, because we're not on the destruction Armageddon timeline anymore. Now we're on the ascension timeline. We are so protected. There are so many angels protecting this planet right now, like legions and legions of angels have come here. And whoever gets in that office, they will be dealt with. Like if they don't do what they're supposed to do for the behalf, for the highest good of our planet Earth, mm-hmm. they will be either removed or they will be corrected. Okay. And I know that without a doubt in my mind.
Okay. So going with that theory, mm-hmm. if it was someone from the opposing side, even mm-hmm. if you went all the way down the food chain, there's no one in that food chain that fits the ascension timeline. And I'm not saying that I'm not disagreeing, because listen, it could go either way. No one ultimately knows the answer yet, right?
So I don't know the answer.
It could go either way. But mm-hmm. if it did go in the way that we are not wanting it to go, mm-hmm. who in that ascension timeline would fit? Like who on that side would fit that would actually agree to, listen, you're going to make this happen because X, Y, and Z, when they're all totally against anything that has to do with the benefit of humanity.
And here's another right. follow-up question with you on this, Kimberly. Are we getting too caught up on who it is versus what we do with it? Because
I think we are. And here's the other thing that you have to understand is we are all co-creating our future together with our thoughts and our intentions. We're manifesting quickly right now, just really, really, really fast. It's still early in the morning here, so my brain is I haven't eaten breakfast yet. Anyways, and I was up last night with an upset stomach, so I didn't have a lot of sleep. But the thing is that we are creating whatever this future is going to look like. We are all co-creating it together. And that's the important thing to focus on. So whatever we focus our intentions on, that will actually be made manifest. So if everybody sits there, for example, and goes, oh, the next leader is going to just do terrible things to us, well, then we will create that actually. Mm-hmm. So you want to get everybody actually thinking about picturing in their mind what they want a loving, heart-centered leader to look like. What do we all want that person to look like? They have to be kind, compassionate, intelligent, a good leader. You know, they have to have all of these. It's like when I'm working with my clients and I'm teaching them how to manifest their soulmate or their partner. You have to be really particular with God. You can't just give a general description to God, because you will get exactly what you ask for. So we need to all be manifesting right now, writing almost like a paragraph about what we want our world leaders in general to look like. We want them to lead with dignity and love and compassion and kindness and, you know, forgiveness and all of these Christ-like, you know, attributes. We want them to be Christ-like. You know, the word Christian means Christ-like, you know. And so we want them to have those attributes, because whatever we focus our attention on, we will create that as a mass consciousness. So that's really the most important thing here.
Okay, but that's actually good to know.
Absolutely. Quite a few people have also mentioned, and it is truly important, and I have to say I don't do it enough, writing our intentions down.
Yeah.
Coming on the 21st then, what should we really expect? Are will we feel something? Are we, it's just going to be like another day, but you know, behind.
So I was shown, four different timeline possibilities, and I was told, and literally they said, Kimberly, which one of these happens is dependent on humanity and the choices we're making, because like I said, we're creating and manifesting. So based on our choices that we are making every day and what we're doing and how we're behaving is going to determine which way we go. This could be really, really easy for everyone. It could be like the blink of an eye and it could be like nothing, or it can be really gruesome and horrible. And it depends on our behavior and what's in your heart. And it's not going to be like that. So like, let's say there's a whole bunch of good people who are focused on the positive, and then there's a bunch of negative people who are nasty. The positive people are going to vibrate into the positive energy, and the transition is going to be like a breeze for them. The people who are going to have, oh my gosh, wow, sorry. Okay. That's just actually coming through now. So this is like where I start, where the information just starts coming through, because I asked God, I prayed this morning for God to kind of speak.
Bring it on.
So basically where you are at the moment, psychologically, emotionally, and in your heart space, where you are is going to determine how horrible it is for you or how peaceful and loving it is for you. So if you are a peaceful, loving, good person, then it's going to be really, really easy for you. And if you're not, it's going to be absolutely terrible. So you better get your heart right with God right now, or you're going to be so happy on the 21st. That's all I have to say.
All right. No, that makes a lot of sense there. Mm-hmm. We're getting down to just the close of the show here. And I want to just kind of really tag on this, because again, just really helping people get a sense of peace. And I want to make sure we're clear on this. So if whoever is the, I know it sounds redundant, but I really want to make sure we get this. If it is the person we do not necessarily want that is going to run our company, that does not have to affect our lives, correct?
No, it doesn't, because you have to understand that they're like a puppet almost. They're not really in control, you know, because we have other people and beings behind the scenes that are the real controllers, you know, which the unveiling, the apocalypse that's happening right now is the pulling back of the screen to reveal the controllers, you know, that are controlling everything. Mm-hmm. But we have really good, God is in control, okay? God is in control, and his team that's working for him, they're the ones who have, they got this. They totally got our backs. And so here's the problem with everybody is they need to stop fearing, because your fear is what the dark side, what Satan loves when you fear, because he just drinks that up and he just loves that. And so the more you go to a fear place, the more Satan and all his little buddies, his little minions are going to sit there and go, you know, they're just going to love that. And so you need to focus on the fact of God loves us, we're protected, everything's going to work out, and know that no matter who gets in there, it's going to be okay. It's kind of like that song, Every Little Thing's Going to Be All Right. I keep hearing it in my mind over and over again, because it really is. In the end, it will all work out.
All right, right on, everybody. That is great. And thank you for that. So that's good. That's good to hear from that perspective.
Time flies with Kimberly Palm,
everybody. And you know, you'll be able to check her out at spiritualgrowthjourneys.com. We'll have a website there. And also, everybody, please join me in wishing Kimberly a very happy birthday today. So
happy birthday. We should open this show with that.
But if we open it, then everybody expects that. So you better close with it. So it's more of a, like, you know, that's a real surprise.
Are you going to sing happy birthday to her?
Yeah, you want to?
Go ahead.
Happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, beautiful Kimberly.
Beautiful Kimberly.
Happy birthday to you.
Yep. And
thank you so much. Yeah, and I'm 55 today, which in numerology is a number one, which is new beginnings.
So you look like you're 25.
You wear it well.
What's going to happen? And the new beginnings are about to happen for all of us. But for me, anybody who's 55 this year, this next year is new beginnings.
Oh, yeah, right on. Good for you. And much love to you. Enjoy the anniversary of your birthday today. And we will see you next time. Thank you again for everybody.
Thanks.
Hope you enjoyed it, everybody. And hope you got some peace today. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And together we are turning the universal key to global harmony. And we are creating a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.